HM was used. Due to the signal over steeply falling spectrum. In general, for the signal arc, the ratio has a maximum value of 1 and an average value of 0.5, while QCD peaks at 0. So the analysis strategy is different from the other analysis. In this case, the two-dimensional information from the R squared and R variables is fitted and exploited to an exponential behavior, and the data sample is divided into different boxes, which are hierarchical and mutually exclusive. And the information about the for a single beam, the old razor, the alpha helix, and the just plus missing the tip. While here, you can see the inclusive razor for the full 2011 data set, which shows a nice improvement with the old analysis. Also notice the different scale in the M0 axis. Beside M-Sugura, for some of these analysis, also some interpretation of the school simplified models. So in this case, which in, for alpha t it has a lower efficiency because it was really designed for the two jet system. So in the case of multi-jet system, it suffers a bit. And also by construction, it's less efficient when the HT is not of the order of magnitude of the missing HT. And there you have some kind of inefficiencies. These are the limit plots for the alpha t in the simplified models. And you can see the three curves, the nominal one, so with the nominal cross-section from Prospino, and then one-third and three times. And the two-dimensional histogram is the actual extruded cross-section. Concerning MHT, these are not efficiency plots. It's which of the three regions gives the best expected limit. So you can see in red is the medium selection, which has a mild HT missing HT cut. In green, you have the high missing HT selection. And in blue, you have the high HT selection, which has high HT cut and quite a loose MHT cut. So what you can see is that the medium selection performs really well, generally on the diagonal, so where you have small mass splittings, so it kind of compresses scenario. This is mainly due to the reduced HT cut and the mild missing HT cut. For the high MHT selection, which is the most tricky one, this dominates for large mass splittings because there you have a lot of visible energy and a lot of missing HT. The high HT selection, which is the one with the high HT cut and quite a loose missing HT cut, is preferred in case of long cascades because there you can exploit small mass differences, but you have a lot of visible energy. And so the high HT cut here is really effective. And this is, as before, the MHT limit in the case of the Guino-Guino production into two quarks, Squark-Squark production into quarks, and Guino-Guino production into quarks plus Z. So wrapping up, unfortunately, there are new public results with the full 2011 data set only for the razor. For MHT, Alpha T, MT2, they're coming soon. With also not only improvements in statistics, but also in the analysis methods and technologies. The good part is that we have sensitivity to large regions of the phase space, and also compatible results with four different methodologies. So this is, in my opinion, really important to tackle the same problem with different variables, different techniques, and also different statistical techniques. We have a few challenges ahead, mainly, for example, the very high jet multiplicity region. And in this case, there is the need to change some cuts and some analysis, for example, the mean delta phi cut, because if you're taking into account all the delta phi between all the jets and the missing ET, this severely reduces your efficiency in this kind of scenario. Then you have also the low missing ET regions, in case, like, for example, compressed spectra. And in this case, you can have a handle using the topological variables like the razor or the MT2. And also there is one important fact that nevertheless, there is always the need to improve in the background prediction and the theoretical expectation for the background prediction, like, for example, the gamma over Z ratio for two reasons. First of all, at some point also standard model reprocesses will kick in. And for example, in the case of really compressed spectra where the signal topology is not really so different even with the kinematical variables like MT2 or razor, they're not so much different from the standard model background, this will be like an overall excess. So the best precision in the standard model prediction is needed to actually claim something. And with this, I finished. I just have some references for all the material used if you want to have a look or if you're author of one of these papers.
paper, and also in your backup slide, whatever it is at the end where you have this big box with the background estimates and all the uncertainties. So, right, so that's impossible to read, but...
Thank you. edge of the screen. So I guess one question for you is, are your fits good?
backup stuff is coming up.
ratio and your extrapolation to include the higher multiplicity bins in the cross sections. And we do that even with the standard model total cross section. So we measure a fiducial cross section in the zero jet bin, but then when we report a total cross section, we use those kind of ratios to extrapolate to the total WW cross section. And I think we're now getting enough stats with, for instance, other Di boson production that we can start looking, say, in ZZ to 4 leptons and really measuring the jets at some level in that channel and comparing it to what we're doing in WW and Z plus jets. So I think there is a lot of potential there to do those things. I'm no searches expert beyond that, but those kind of Di boson topologies are the ones with jet vetoes are the kind of ones that at least I've been thinking.
So maybe I can add two comments to what John said in response to what we just said. One is that in addition to what John said about W and Z and ratios of W to Z, there's also now first measurements coming out of fiducial cross-sections for TT bar production, particularly with jet vetoes and stuff like that, just sort of, and actually we see differences between models there. It's true when you go into these regions of phase space. I think there's these we have, well, first, you know, there's an HCB contributing to some part of the forward regions. We saw the WE symmetry, right? But then the Z's also, yeah, we can measure Z's all the way, the leptons all the way up to eta 5. So this is also with more statistics going to help constrain things better there. So it just requires time for the standard model measurements to be in place. You can't jump ahead of the standard model measurements. We have to be patient.